This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Wendy Webb, W-E-N-D-Y-W-E-B-B. Date of birth, 12/27/1950. Date of appointment, February 12, 2026. Requesting physician, M. Mohammed Siddiq Tai. MUHAMMADSIDDIQUITAIMD. Dear Dr. Thai, I have the pleasure of seeing Wendy Webb today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who had a chemotherapy 6 years ago for cancer of the colon. She had a left hemicolectomy also done. She started neuropathy at that time. Now it is getting worse. She also have a compression fracture of the L5. She have a tingling and numbness in the feet. She does not know where she is stopping. She does not have any weakness or pain. She is getting physical therapy for her back problem. She is having back pain, but no neck pain. She fell 3 times. Pathmedicalistic colon cancer status post surgery and chemo, rheumatoid arthritis, hypertension, GERD. Chronic pain, past surgical history, right hemicolectomy, both knee replacement, thyroidectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, Humira, methotrexate, amlodipine, gabapentin, levothyroxine, folic acid, tramadol, omeprazole, naproxen, Tylenol, vitamin B12, vitamin D3, reclassed once a year. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is still working as a clerk. She is married, live with the husband, have 2 children. Family history, mother disease, CHF and hypertension, father disease, heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, 1 sister disease, Alzheimer's disease, 1 brother deceased. Review of the system, I personally review the journal, skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having numbness and tingling and trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 130/90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft bowel sound present, nephropathy, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. Please rewrite again. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, current at time 3. Speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. shoulder shrug, normal. Hearing is decreased on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545, deep tender reflexitor, 4 plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet. Gait ataxic. Next paragraph, 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman. This is assessment and plan. 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 2, gait ataxia. Number 3, hearing decrease on both sides. Next paragraph. Her neuropathy is due to the chemotherapy. I advise her to take multivitamin. I advise her to use the walker or cane. EMG of the lower extremity will be ordered to assess the severity of the condition. But at this time, it cannot be done because of the edema of the lower extremities. Keep on taking gabapentin 300 mg 3 times daily. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.